Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Qatari and Hamas officials say a ceasefire has been reached and there will be a pause in Israel's war in Gaza, and they have arranged for the release of dozens of hostages.
The road to this deal has not been easy. I've worked in foreign policy for decades. This is one of the toughest negotiations I've ever experienced.
We expect implementation of the agreement to begin on Sunday. As President Biden said yesterday, after more than 400 days of struggle, a day of success has arrived.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and huge news this week out of the Middle East as Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire deal. The hope is that this deal will eventually release the 100 or so Israeli people who are being held hostage by Hamas and end the 15-month war that has left Gaza devastated. Now, this is obviously a very fluid situation, but as we are recording this on Friday, all signs point to this going into effect as early as Sunday. Now, KYW's Connor Barkon spoke with a local expert about this deal, and he joins us now. Connor, first, spell out what's been agreed to here and what the timeline looks like.
Well, it's a six-week pause in fighting, and during that time, Israel will trade Palestinian prisoners for Israeli hostages that were taken during the October 7th attack. The number of Palestinian prisoners that will be released is dependent on the number of Israeli hostages that are still alive.
Now, you spoke with an expert from the University of Pennsylvania. Who was he and what was his reaction?
Yeah, after the news, I called Dr. Ian Lustig, who is professor emeritus of political science at University of Pennsylvania. And he, like many others, he's happy to hear that the killing is going to stop for a period of time. But I wouldn't say he's relieved or anything like that. There are tens of thousands of people who have been killed in Gaza. There was even a recent New York Times report that said the actual number of deaths could be 25,000 more than reported. So this is an area that needs humanitarian aid badly. Dr. Lustig says he'll be watching to see if Israel gets in the way of delivering that help.
I'm very interested to know whether Israel will treat the Gaza Strip as its responsibility as an occupying power and assume responsibility for the distribution of humanitarian aid, or whether it will treat it as a free fire zone where a war is continuing despite the ceasefire. That's what I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, and past that, what else is he looking for over the next few weeks as far as how this deal will hold?
Well, he is looking to see whether or not a deal will be agreed upon after the 6 weeks.
Israel has not made clear what it wants Gaza to be in the end and who it will rule it.
Once the prisoners and hostages are exchanged, they will revisit the situation and negotiations will continue. Will the war stop or will the fighting continue? So that is dependent on many things. It's dependent on, like I said earlier, how many Israeli hostages are still alive, what condition they're in, because nobody really knows the condition of either the Palestinian prisoners or the Israeli hostages that were taken, Matt.
many of the Palestinian prisoners taken by Israel are also, in a sense, hostages. They were taken in order to be able to be traded for the other hostages. We don't know too much about their condition either, especially those who were taken from Gaza. We can only hope for the best when we see them. I'm sure it's been a shattering and traumatic experience for everyone.
I'm curious the timing of this. Of course, we've got the inauguration of Donald Trump coming up. The Biden White House has been working on this deal for months. Do we think, know if the timing has anything to do with the inauguration and the baton being handed from one administration to the next?
Well, that is uncertain, but President Biden has been a big supporter of Netanyahu during this war. It arguably contributed to why he isn't liked by many younger voters. But regardless of that support, Prime Minister Netanyahu gets a lot of support financially and politically from Republicans in the United States. So Dr. Lustig says he is sure that the timing is not a coincidence. Matt, we're basically at a point now where we just wait and see what happens.
All right. Thank you very much, Connor. KYW's Connor Barkon joining us, and we have to take a break. We will have more of the Week in Philly coming up in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Check out the Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.